Another week and another family deeply disappointed by the legal system here. Andrew Lorimer was brutally attacked in his home last year. A gang of three men had beaten the Lurgan man to death with a hammer. Well, now Andrew's family have spoken out. They want a change to the law because they are disgusted at the sentence given to his killers. Andrew's brother David told me how his brother's murder had devastated their family.
Andrew phoned me on the Friday night to arrange that he was coming up to the house to watch a football match, and on the Sunday there was rumours going around that there was a body found in Russell Drive. But Russell Drive is a big, big place, Stephen. So as the morning went on, the next door neighbour come in and more or less said the body was found in Portick Place. So I run down, I got into the car and drove down, and the police wouldn't let me. The place was all taped off and the police wouldn't let me near the place. But I knew in my own heart, Stephen, that it was Andrew. Because I kept saying to the policeman, is it left flat or right flat? And he wouldn't tell me, but he brought me into the car and he wanted me to try and ID Andrew to him. And then I come home, I run up home and got my coat. I told the wife, went down again and was brought to the police station. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
So, you know, I went through 2 or 3 hours with the police at the police station. I was asked questions. But Andrew was in our house maybe a couple of weeks before it, and I didn't know our Andrew had tattoos, and he showed me these tattoos, and that's how I'd ID'd Andrew, those tattoos.
What had happened to him?
He, from what I can get, he had the cold and he went home that night, and he said he was going to take a lot of them steps to get into bed because he was due to help a fella the next day with canoeing and taking youngsters out canoeing. And these three guys claim that Andrew invited them in to the flat. But from what I've been told by the prosecution, they don't believe that for one moment, and neither do we as a family. Because Andrew was a very, very quiet. He didn't want confrontation. And I can't see him inviting strangers into the flat. But these three guys forced their way into the flat or got into the flat somehow. That is a grey area. And they're claiming that he put on a porn movie, and one of them claimed that Andrew touched him up. But that was only the muddy the water, Stephen. It was all lies, and we knew it from the very start that it was all lies. And then Christopher Wright was supposed to have elbowed Andrew in the face and the lead in them and beat him around the knees and legs with a hammer. They broke 9 ribs, 4 of them in 2 places. He suffered an absolute brutal death, and they beat him on the legs and the ankles with a hammer, and then tried to claim that it was from the paramilitaries, which was total lies. Probably the only saving grace that came out of court was that these three guys admitted that there was no sexual innuations, there was no porn on the TV. But we knew that all along, Stephen. We knew it all along. It's been an absolute nightmare 2 years, and it's not getting any better.
And they left him there to die, did they?
They left him there to die. According to papers, it was 2 days, but it wasn't, Stephen. He died within the doctor's reckon it was about 4 hours before he died. He tried to patch himself up. Andrew was military trained. He tried to patch himself up. And the bit that probably hurts me, why didn't he lift the phone and ring me? But you know, sometimes when you're a young fella and you got a bit of a kick on at night and you you get home and you say, I'll be all right, and get up the next morning, you're a bit sore. I think Andre, I was Andre's line of thinking. I can't believe it's happened, Stephen. It's 2 years down the line, I still can't believe it. And yesterday, the sentence was an absolute joke. Joke.
What sentence was given?
They were given, we went down to court on Friday, and the prosecution, more or less, they were hinting between 8 and 15 years. And come yesterday, they got 13 years. But 3 years was took off because of the amount of time they've already served. So if they do 5 years inside jail, and then if they do an off 5 years in a license. So that's more or less telling me 5 years for murder. And that's what it is, 5 years for murder. And, you know, people can dress it up whatever way they like. Andrew was murdered. They used a weapon. They beat him on the legs and the elbows to make it look like a paramilitary beating. They made a phone call. That was no use.
Well, they had pled guilty of manslaughter and their pleas were accepted.
Yeah, they pleaded guilty of manslaughter.
Not murder.
To me, it's murder, Stephen. You can dress it up whatever way you like. It's murder. They took a man's life. Murder has to be intent. Well, if you beat a fella with a hammer, that's all the intent you need. I'm sorry, but it was murder. And I know we talked to the prosecution a month ago and I knew it was going to be manslaughter. And I know the police done everything in their power. The police that were working on the case were absolutely brilliant. I don't blame the police. I don't even blame the prosecution service. I blame the law. The law has to change, Stephen. This can't go on. Many of our families have suffered this, and many more families is going to suffer it again. It's 5 years for murder, Stephen. That's what it is, 5 years.
Your brother was actually found by a burglar. This was a coincidence, was it? A burglar tried to ransack the house a couple of days later and found your brother.
He seen the door open and he went in and he stole things like earbuds, crisps, CDs. You know, that's what he stole. And he was the one that actually reported it to the police that he phoned and he was talking to his brother, son, and his brother told him to phone 999 and report it. It's never ending. It's just, I was hoping to get some type of closure. It'll never close for us as a family because he was my wee brother and I loved him, but I was hoping to get some type of closure yesterday, and I come out of that court yesterday totally deflated, devastated. I know they're all words, but I can't even tell you how I felt. The law just is, it's a joke. I'm sorry, this manslaughter murder, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with it.
Are you going to appeal to the director of the Public Prosecution Service, who does, if in his view, if he feels the sentence was too lenient?
Well,
he can make an appeal.
Our barrister yesterday brought the family into a wee room and more or less said yesterday that he was going to think about it, and if he fails, he's going to. I think he even mentioned about talking to the judge about making an appeal, but he would think about it. But the more it's went on, you know, from yesterday to the day, I've done nothing but think about it, and I think we should have paid. But as I say, my wife's just off the computer. She's emailed every known politician in this country to try and seek advice. But as a family, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to go about these things. We've never been in this position, if you understand what I'm saying. We've never had to face what we're facing now. I have a mom down the road, and my mom is in bits. In bits. She's lost her youngest son. We lost a son, a brother, an uncle, cousin. He was... I just can't believe it. I don't know where to go from here. The local paper done a story on us the other week, and that was the first time we sort of got the truth out, because we've had to keep our mouth shut for this past 2 years, which has been an ongoing case. And as a family, I think we've just handled ourselves. But yesterday, I just felt like exploding. What sort of country are we living in when people like that get 5 years? And to me, you know, you can dress it up what way you like. They get 5 years.
Well, what these people did led to the death of your brother. There's no doubt about that. The courts and the legal system will distinguish between manslaughter and murder, and that's the law.
Yeah.
And I know it's frustrating for me for you to hear that from me, but it is fact. However, what is indisputable is that these people went in, they beat your brother, and he lost his life. And they beat him with hammers, and they kicked and they punched him. And the judge has said that they would spend 4 years and 5 years in custody before being considered for release.
Yeah.
The police have said Andrew was a completely innocent victim. Have these people showed any remorse for what they did?
No. They showed, according to the defence, they showed remorse. The first time they showed remorse was last June. Up to that, they were sticking to the story. They were sticking to the story that put out about homosexuality, homophobic, Andrew touching James Jordan on the bum. And it was completely...
And the police have said there was no evidence of that. The Public Prosecution Service have said that they're certainly not aware of anything like that to do with the case. The bottom line is that part of sentencing of these criminals, part of the sentencing structure is supposed to act as a deterrent to others.
Yeah.
And therefore the question for us all as a society, when a 4 and 5 year sentence is given for what these people have done, is that a deterrent?
That's what I'm just after saying that. That to me just tells everybody, well, if I murder this fella here, a complete manslaughter, and the most I'll do is 5 years inside. And that's, to me, it's no deterrent. That's what I'm trying to explain to myself. It is absolutely no deterrent. People are going to go out and murder people. Our society today is... You know, we're not the first family to go through this, and we'll certainly not be the last family. And is that what... You know, the courts are giving them 4 to 5 years in jail. That's not a deterrent. You might go shoplifting in Tesco's and you get more time. It's a joke, an absolute joke.
And you're hurting.
Hurting, Stephen. I know what I do now. I can't bring Andrew back. And I know I can't bring Andrew back. And I wish I could go down to my mom's and cure, help her with all the pain she's in. And I can't. But I have to speak out for our Andrew, because if I don't, nobody else will. My wife has been very supportive. My family's been very supportive. But if I don't speak out for our Andrew, nobody else will. My mom gave birth to him. She brought him up. She cried the tears. She put him on her knee. She done everything a mother should do. And my mother, we love our mother. We loved her dad, my dad's passed away at 10 years, but we loved her mother. We always looked up to her. Oh, don't get me wrong, many a clout she gave us, but we loved her. When Andrew died, any right my mom had over him was taken away. We couldn't see him. We weren't allowed to see him. It took us at least 10 days before we got Andrew's body home. And I let my mommy see him with the clothes of coffin because he was badly marked. Any right my mommy had was taken away. And Stephen, you know yourself, you're fun. I know by the way you talk on the radio that you love your mother to bits.
Certainly do.
Exactly. And if your mother lost you in the exact same position, it would kill her.
It would.
Well, it's killing my mom. And my mom is a Christian lady. She loves the Lord. And I just can't believe that this has happened to her. She doesn't deserve that. She's over 70 years of age and she doesn't deserve it. And there's no one going to heal her pain. In fact, Steve, I've said to myself, and this is an awful thing to say, and I know you're going to put this out on your radio. I wish the Lord God would take my mother to put her out of the pain she's in. I can hardly look at my mom now because I can see the pain on her face.
And so therefore the question for the judge, and I would stress that the judge had all the case details in front of him and I do not.
As far as I know, yes, he had everything, he knew everything.
Well, he would have done, but the question for the judge remains, the sentence that was handed down, is it an adequate punishment for what these people did? Does it serve as a deterrent for the rest of society and for the victim, for your brother and your family? Because your family, you know, you and your mom and your wider family are now victims. You know, do you take any type of comfort from that sentence? And clearly you don't.
No. Definitely not, Steve. Definitely not.
What would you say to the judge this morning?
I don't know. I don't know what way things in this land is judged. I don't know if the judge has to look at if he's ordered, you know, what I'm trying to say is, does he take his orders from higher up than him?
Well, he would be working within sentencing guidelines.
Well, I'm sorry, the judge never gave them boys enough time in custody. They give them no deterrent whatsoever.
Well, listen, I'm sure your story will be very powerful. It is very powerful. I'm sure it will have a very powerful effect on those people listening. And let's just see what the reaction is today, not just from the public, but to the politicians who you are pleading with to help you.
Yeah.
And let's just see what reaction you get today. All right?
Right. All right. Many thanks, Stephen.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
No problem. All the best. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, as we promised, David, we went to the authorities. The Public Prosecution Service have told The Nolan Show that they are aware of the family's concerns in relation to the sentencing in this case. They have confirmed to this programme that they are giving careful consideration as to whether or not the case can be referred back to the Court of Appeal as unduly lenient. Now, we've also been speaking to the Office for the Lord Chief Justice, and they've given us quite a lengthy statement. I want to read it to you in full. And it says the defendants were initially charged with murder, but their pleas of guilty to manslaughter were accepted by the prosecution on the grounds that it could not be established that the offenders intended to kill or cause really serious harm to the victim, and they were sentenced on this basis. In his sentencing remarks, says the Lord Chief Justice's office, the judge referred to a guideline case of the Court of Appeal which stated that the range of sentence in a case of manslaughter where a plea has been accepted on that basis and where deliberate substantial injury has been inflicted should be between 8 and 15 years imprisonment. There was broad agreement between counsel for the prosecution and defence in this case that these parameters applied in this case. Mr Justice Weir stated that the proper sentence for Wright and Chester was one of 13 years, and for Jordan, by reason of his established intellectual and personality deficits and his relatively younger age, 10 years. He reduced those terms by one-fifth to reflect their guilty pleas. This meant that the determinate custodial sentence for Wright and Chester was 10 years and 8 years for Jordan. And the end, the current sentencing legislation does not permit judges to impose a custodial period in excess of half the total sentence. This means that after deciding the determinate custodial sentence for Wright and Chester was 10 years, the judge was not able to impose a custodial period of longer than 5 years. Similarly, in the case of Jordan, he could not impose a custodial period of more than 4 years. Now, that's all very well, and to be fair to the courts and to be fair to the judge in that case, he is working within the law, he's working within sentencing guidelines, and he's doing what he has to do. But again, there is a wider question for the legislators, for our politicians who create policy in this country, and it is this. You know, all of this smoke and mirror stuff of when we as a community hear that someone has been given a sentence, well, it's not actually what they serve in jail. When we, the ordinary people, hear about a sentence, that's a, we interpret that as a sentence in jail, don't we? You know, if we hear a judge saying, I'm sentencing you to 10 years, we don't then go through our minds all of these permutations of, well, you know, the current sentencing legislation doesn't permit a custodial sentence in excess of half the total sentence and all this type of malarkey. We just don't do it. And there are big, big questions. If 10 years should mean 10 years in jail. And look at the effect of it not meaning 10 years to the victim's family in this case. Look at the effect.